is Smart Consulting Sourcing, the only podcast about consulting procurement or how to buy consulting services. You'll get tips on how to use consulting, buy consulting, and managing the consulting. And now your host, Ellen Lafitte.
Welcome back to Smart Consulting Sourcing, your ultimate guide for mastering the art of using, buying, and managing consulting. I'm your host, Ellen, and I'm thrilled to have you join me for another enlightening episode. Today, we're diving deep into the beating heart of smart consulting utilization, demand management. So picture this. You are at the helm of your organization armed with a potent tool, consulting. Wait. Before you unleash its full potential, let's rewind to our last episode, where we uncovered the hidden gems of consulting savings. Consulting isn't just a line item on a budget sheet. It's your secret weapon for propelling your organization to new heights. Savings aren't just about cutting costs. They're the fuel for your next strategic leap, the catalyst for innovation, and the driver of growth. So, but hold on to your seats, because today we're not stopping at savings. No, we're kicking up and you're kicking it up a notch with demand management. You know, the cornerstone of treating consulting as the investment powerhouse it truly is. It's not just about managing demand. It's about shaping the future of your organization with every consulting dollar spent. So buckle up and get ready to uncover the strategies that will revolutionize your approach to consulting. Whether you are a seasoned pro or just dipping your toes into the world of consulting, this podcast is your roadmap to success. So let's embark on this journey together, where every episode is a step closer to mastering the art of smart consulting sourcing. And of course, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our podcast for more valuable insights and tips. Now, for those of you who might not be familiar with the term, let's unpack what demand management is about. So it's a supply chain planning methodology that's all about staying ahead of the game, planning, forecasting, and anticipating the demand for goods and services to ensure that you're always serving your client needs. When we apply this concept to procurement, especially in consulting, demand management becomes the compass guiding our ship. It's about more than just managing requirements. It's about steering the ship, controlling the current of demand, and discerning between what's merely wanted and what's truly needed. So in simpler terms, demand management is your decision-making buddy, ensuring you're investing your resources wisely. It's about making sure you're putting your money where it matters most, on the project that will drive real value for your organization. So why does demand management matter? If you've been in operations, you know that it's all too easy to get caught into a cycle of reacting rather than anticipating. And many organizations find themselves stuck into a reactive rut, you know, spending until the budget is stretched thin, then scrambling to make hasty adjustments. It's like driving a car while only looking in the rear view mirror. You're always playing catch up, reacting to situations after they've already unfolded. But effective demand management, you know, that's like switching your view to the windshield while driving. It's all about foresight. So by proactively forecasting and managing demands, companies can steer clear overspending and misallocation, while also positioning themselves to seize unexpected opportunities. So let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. I once sat down with a chief procurement officer of a major firm and asked a simple question. How much do you spend on consulting? There was a pause. And then the CPO admitted he needed about 20 minutes to find out. Imagine that. A top level executive not immediately knowing where the money is going. While the number he eventually came back with was below industry averages, It's a stark reminder of the blind spots that can exist, even at leadership levels. So what does it tell us? That without a robust demand management system, even the most seasoned professionals can be blindsided and aware of the financial currents pulling their organization in unwanted directions. In business, knowledge isn't just about power, isn't just power. In business, knowledge isn't just power, it's foresight. And foresight can be the difference between strategic success and reactive damage control. Clear visibility equals fewer errors. It's a fundamental truth in business. Understanding where resources are going and how effectively they're being used is essential. As Peter Drucker famously said, what gets measured gets managed. But it goes beyond just managing. You can't effectively control what you can't measure. That's where demand management tools and strategies come in. They've become a cornerstone of modern business strategy because they offer the clarity and oversight organizations need. These tools provide a panoramic view into spending, allowing leaders to dissect and analyze every expense and every allocation. It's like flipping on a high-powered spotlight in a previously dim room. And with this newfound clarity, leaders gain two key advantages. First, they can minimize mistakes. You know, a comprehensive view of financial outflows highlights areas of excessive spending and underutilized resources. And this level of details means misallocations or errors are caught swiftly, saving the company potentially significant amounts over time. Secondly, leaders can make informed decisions. You know, with a bird's view of your company spending, there's not just reacting to issues, they're anticipating them. They can strategize about resource allocations and department investment and restructuring. This proactive approach is only possible with the right data in hand. Furthermore, there's an added layer of strategic control. You know, consistent measurement not only spots current trends, but predicts future ones. And this foresight enables business to be agile, adjusting their sales before the storm hits. So in essence, the measure to manage principle isn't just about avoiding pitfalls, it's about leveraging insight for strategic advantage. And in a world where success and failure hang in the balance, such control becomes an invaluable asset for any organization. Now let's talk boundaries. You know, the safety nets in the fast-paced world of business decisions, especially when it comes to consulting. Every move counts. Every investment matters. And consulting isn't just another item in the budget. It's a strategic game changer. Now, how do we ensure we're getting the most bang for our buck? Under guided investment, anchored in effective demand management. So it's not about cutting costs. It's about steering them in the right direction. Picture it like plotting a strategic map. These guidelines are the signpost keeping us on track, preventing us from wandering into the land of inefficiencies and misallocations. So what's the real value here? Firstly, it's all about aligning our spending with our vision. Every dime we invest in consulting should be a step towards achieving our larger strategic goals. And secondly, it's about having those safety nets in place. Just like a trapeze artist relies on the net below, businesses can take calculated risks, innovate, and push boundaries, knowing there's a safety structure in place if things don't go as planned. Think of it like a chess game. Each move is carefully considered with an eye on the long-term win. Managing consulting as an investment is no different. It's strategic, it's thoughtful, and always aiming for the long-term checkmate. So investing in consulting isn't just about spending money, it's about making strategic moves that can change the game for your business. So now implement the right decision-making processes. Because streamlined decision-making processes are crucial to manage consulting as an investment. It's not just about having access to external expertise. It's about making sure every consulting engagement adds real value to your organization. And without clear and efficient decision-making processes, consulting can easily become a crutch, especially when resources are tight. And that's where effective demand management comes in. It's all about striking the right balance, shaping how decisions about consulting expenditures are made, by holding every proposed expenditure against predefined criteria. Organizations ensure that each consulting engagement is purposeful and value-driven. So what are the benefits of this approach? Firstly, it helps reduce over-reliance on consulting. You know, by eliminating impromptu and unchecked decisions, organizations avoid the trap of using consulting as a quick fix for every problem. This not only saves money, but also encourages internal capability building. Secondly, it ensures efficient and hindered processes. While the goal is to bring order to expenditure, it's crucial that this doesn't lead to cumbersome bottleneck or stifling processes. The ideal decision-making mechanism is both robust and agile, promoting simplicity and clarity without being overly restrictive. But here's the catch. You need to find the right balance. Problem solvers are adept at finding ways around hurdles, you know? So if the system becomes too rigid, they might bypass it altogether. And that's why it's essential to introduce a system that guides without constraining, you know, offering clarity without stifling creativity. A unified approach to consulting spending is essential in any organization. When different units operate in silos, it can lead to disjointed spending and inefficiencies, akin to little expenses sinking a great ship, as Benjamin Franklin wisely said. However, promoting unity doesn't mean imposing identical budget or workflows on every department. Instead, it's about agreeing on foundational principles, definitions, and criteria that govern project undertaking and expenditure. For instance, our departments like strategy and transformation may take on more strategic projects compared to others, such as procurement. However, fostering alignment and collaboration is key. Units must understand that their objectives are interconnected, driving towards a unified mission of enhancing the organization's health and growth. And that's where effective demand management comes in. It would serve as a guiding light, directing all units towards common financial goals. By empowering units with a framework to align their initiative under shared objective and criteria, demand management fosters collaboration while respecting each unit's unique mandates. At its core, a unified approach is about harmony of purpose, a shared understanding that despite traversing different path, all units are moving toward the same destination. It's about working together, side by side, steering your organizational ship towards sustained growth and financial health. All right, let's talk about continuous improvement through feedback loops. You know, because effective demand management isn't a one and done deal. More like a living, breathing entity, you know, constantly adjusting to the needs of the organization, just like a pulsating heart. Regular reviews and insightful analysis create a framework for organization to gauge the efficiency and impact of their strategies. This ongoing process helps pinpoint oversights and ensures they're addressed and rectified in the next go around. But here's the kicker. Design management isn't set in stone. Stack consulting itself, versatile and ever-changing. Depending on where your organization is at, whether you're in the midst of an integration, knee-deep in a transformation, or building an internal consulting team, your needs for consulting services will vary. For example, the kind of consulting you need during an integration process will differ from what you need a few years into a transformation. And if you're setting up an internal consulting group, that's a game changer that requires adjustment to your demand management strategy. So demand management isn't a one-size-fits-all tool. It's more like a finely tuned instrument, and it's regular recalibration based on your organization's current and anticipated needs. And the continuous improvement mindset, fueled by robust feedback loops, ensure that your demand management strategy stays in sync with your organization's goals, ready to pivot, adapt, and meet its evolving demands. So as we've come to the end of this episode, here's the bottom line. Demand management isn't the be-all and end-all of consulting excellence, but it's a critical step if you truly want to maximize your consulting spend. The shift from simply buying services to managing investments. Too often, companies dive headfirst into consulting without a second thought until we step in. So take, for example, a recent case where a large company had three strategic pillars, including sales in Europe, improving efficiency, and prioritizing zero harm safety. And where did they spend a whopping 75% of their consulting budget? On supply chain module for SAP. Does that add up? Quite. So it's crucial to understand that implementing demand management isn't about completely changing your spending habits overnight. It's about approaching your investments in consulting with thoughtfulness and strategy. So even if that large company continues to invest in SAP modules with demand management in place, it's done in a deliberate and strategic manner. And that's where the real difference lies. Now, that's all for today. If you're eager to dive deeper into demand management and unlock its full potential, you can hop over to consultingquest.com and read our insight titled Demand Management for Consulting, the Definite Guide, where you'll discover the pivotal role of demand management in optimizing consulting procurement. You'll also learn how strategic prioritization and digitalization streamline processes, control cost, and enhance organization efficiency. And if you're hungry for more, you can head over to consource.io and read our insight on 5 tips to implement demand management right, wherein you'll discover the essential strategies to perfect your demand management. Also, another interesting read would be how to leverage demand management for consulting services. Well, you will explore the strategic use of demand management in consulting. And finally, to round it all off, you can read our insight on 13 steps to remember when implementing demand management for consulting, where you will unlock consulting excellence and learn how to streamline operations, stratify your internal clients, and elevate your consultancy to new heights. Next week, we're diving into our framework for optimizing consulting costs. So we'll explore how it works, why it works, and the key levers it plays on. So stay tuned for an insightful deep dive into maximizing the value of your consulting investment. And finally, before I go, and if you're curious and looking for more topics, then don't forget to visit ConsultingQuest and ConsultingSource.io. You know, from white papers to ebooks, there's something for everyone looking to elevate their consulting procurement game. Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button for the latest episode and updates. And hey, if you're itching to roll up your sleeve and dive even deeper, our upcoming workshops are just a ticket. So to register for our upcoming workshop sessions, simply send us a note at hcl@consultingquest.com and we'll send you the invite to the workshop. Until next time, stay safe and keep up the smart consulting sourcing game. Au revoir for now and good sourcing.
You've been listening to Smart Consulting Sourcing, the only podcast about consulting procurement. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit the website at consultingquest.com. Find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube for questions.